And we welcome to the show, DeMarco. Today's show is Cappy and DeMarco, an excellent combo plate. How are you, man?
Good. How are you, sir? I'm trying to remember that Bruce Willis, Chris Tucker movie, space movie. Help me out here.
That is called The Fifth Element.
I love The Fifth Element.
Yeah, The Fifth Element's a really cool movie.
How much money did that one gross? $2 million?
Yeah, no one cares. $620 million? $710 million?
Jorge, my goodness, man. Bro, what happened?
I don't know what happened.
Just randomly throwing out numbers. $697
million. No. You know that website, Mason.
462 million.
And you know, Mace, you and Ireland actually tried to help the game. Like 2 questions in, you were like, go from 4 questions or 4 answers down to 3 answers.
There was no saving that game. Right.
By the way, Amanda
the
checked
first
in.
Forfeit.
She says that you should be suspended for that game.
Oh!
I'll gladly take the suspension.
Take
unpaid.
Your play calling duties away from you.
So since DeMarco's here, I got it. Ireland and I have a real disagreement. I think
legitimate.
This is totally legit.
Like real beef. Okay,
yes.
Good.
I think that if the Rams lose on Sunday, we're not going to the playoffs. It is a must-win game.
Can you give me reasons why? Just a gut feeling, numbers, analytics, what?
I've looked at the schedule.
Yeah.
And I see right after the bye week, we've got San Francisco, and then we're at Tampa Bay. And all of a sudden, if you're 2-4 after this, you've got, what do you maybe hope to split there? I mean, season unravels at that point.
Legit. What's Ireland's take? It's too early?
That in week 6, you can't call a team dead.
Okay,
no matter what.
But I would say this, John. If they do lose to Carolina, and Carolina is widely considered the worst team in the league, they just fired their head coach. And
right.
They're going to be starting their 4th-string quarterback. If you lose against Carolina at home, I'm not saying it's like a definite, but Mason's got a point. If you can't beat them, how do you beat Tampa? How do you beat anybody? You know what
I'm
saying?
Well, DeMarco, you've been in the league a long time. I mean, I remember 1 year New England lost to Buffalo in week 2, 31-0, and went on to win the Super Bowl.
Fair.
I mean, it wasn't even close.
I don't know the shape of their offensive line, but I know the shape of this one.
Yeah.
You know,
and I know the shape of our running game. Our leading rusher, who had only 151 yards for the season, has disappeared.
Cam Akers. Yeah. That's a
yeah, DeMarco. Deal. That sounds like it's fait accompli. I'd be surprised if he came back. Would you?
It depends on how they feel about Cam. And from what I know, they like Cam. They respect Cam. But you know, this game is hard, man. So he's coming back from injury. I'm sure he's dealing with a loss of some ability. Plus, he's got, you know, one of the worst O-lines in the league right now. So there's a lot going on. So this is not new, but it doesn't mean he's gone yet.
You sure?
No one's sure. Well, I don't know I don't know exactly what just happened.
Yeah, we don't know. He's working out some things or
the pressure of the league. Just imagine this. On a 2-3 football team, you're expected to be the guy. Funch has just told me he's been on everybody's fantasy team. There's a lot of heat on a team that's trying to repeat and they're 2-3. A lot of pressure just to play this game. But even more so now, and like you said, he's dealing with being a player that is new. This
right.
Is new. Right. He's new to this right now. He's not the same Cam Akers of old right now.
Last in rushing.
Let me ask you guys about something.
Okay.
Did you see the goose on the field in game 2 at Dodger Stadium?
How could you miss it?
Right.
Okay. So apparently that goose migrated from Alaska.
Hmm.
Like it's a very rare type of goose.
Oh,
and
really?
the maintenance people at Dodger Stadium went out there. They were complimented for using a towel to protect the goose's feathers.
Yes.
And they won't say what they did after that, but that the goose was safely released.
Mm-hmm.
Should they have stopped the game?
That's a very good question. I wonder
how many miles did that goose fly? 800 miles? 900
miles? 910
million?
That would have been better.
That would have been a better game.
That would have been better.
Man. Yeah. All right, I'm out of here. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Oh,
go work
funny.
On another game. So, yeah, the goose thing is weird.
Wow.
I thought about it when he was sitting there. He's sitting there in short right field, and Gavin Lux was at bat. And I thought, oh, my God, what if Gavin Lux hits a ball at the goose?
Well,
that
remember
would be like
that
a total horrible disaster.
You know, I got a picture with Dave Winfield,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know that he was actually brought up on charges for killing a bird.
He hit that bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well
legit
Cap, I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, wasn't it Randy Johnson who pitched the ball, and the bird got in between the pitcher and the catcher, and it blew up the bird?
Yep.
Yeah, disintegrated in midair.
Yeah.
So apparently Bill Plunkett has sent a picture out. Bill Plunkett from the Southern California News Group sent out a picture of the Padres dugout where they've got these decoy geese like you use for hunting. So they've got geese all over their dugout, and they're talking about the rally geese. So it may have started a thing.
Right, but I just wonder, Mace, would you have stopped the game?
I would have.
If you were the lead umpire.
I would have.
Would, yeah, I think I would have,
because it
too.
Would be a terrible look if somehow the goose got hit by a baseball. That would be, like, awful. So, yeah, I think I would have stopped the game. Bergman,
so, according to the LA Times, Travis Longcor, president of the LA Audubon Society, identified the wild bird as a greater white-fronted goose. He said the species is an uncommon sight throughout most of the year in Los Angeles.
Hmm.
Unlike other species such as Canadian geese, which have made homes at parks, the greater white front geese are only seen during migratory seasons, and they think they migrated from Alaska. But I would,
Mace.
You would have stopped the game?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would have stopped the game,
too. Yeah, it was too big of a bird to not stop the game.
Big, ugly bird,
would you
bird,
stop
by the
it
way.
For a seagull? No.
No, not unless it was like
for a pigeon.
Giant
what about
seagull.
A pigeon?
A pigeon,
no,
probably not.
Sky.
But he, you're talking about bird, protecting huh? like a rare species. Is that what you're talking about, John?
Yeah. No, yeah. No. I'm talking about the goose was big enough that if Gavin Lux would have drifted out to center to catch a pop up, he would have tripped over the goose.
Oh, it's a hazard. Absolutely,
it is a hazard. Yeah. Yeah, and it's a disaster. I mean, if the goose gets hit by a baseball, or somebody steps on the goose, all that stuff is terrible. They safely transported the goose off the field. Bergman was there for it. Bergman, was it a big scene?
Greg,
or
did you know in the stadium about the goose?
Yeah,
or did you not find out about it until later?
No. I saw it. I saw it all happening. I saw the geese in right field, and then it went.
How
and
many
it,
geese?
It was one geese.
Just one goose.
One goose.
So the goose.
Goose.
Yeah. Whatever. Hey, thanks for calling it out, Cappy.
Well,
I appreciate
that. Thought
there
were that. More than one that maybe we didn't see on TV. You know, geese is plural, you know.
There was one goose, Cappy. Okay. Appreciate you. Thank you. But it flew around. It just flew around the...
give me a by second. The way, that's a T-shirt. Geese is plural, you know.
But it was flying around home plate, and then it stopped right by third base, and that's wow. when they went...
It was weird. Now we're going to have to listen. Watch. We're all going to turn on the game in 2 hours or whatever it is. An hour and a half, and we're going to have to listen to this rally geese thing. Oh, it's the rally
it's
geese.
Catch
the
on.
Rally geese.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to nip that in the bud. You got to
pluck
that
if the,
duck.
If the Padres
octopus,
win
right?
the series, they will be selling rally geese in the Padres gift shop.
Yep, for
we
sure.
must stop that.
Didn't they have, like, octopus for some team in hockey?
Was that
Red
Wings?
They
Red
throw
Wings when
dead octopus on the ice because they thought it worked.
Well, and the Angels had the rally monkey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple things.
Cappy, are you wearing brown today?
No, I'm wearing black. Yeah. I'm just wearing black, you know.
Will you go to any of these games?
Yeah, I'm going to go tomorrow.
Are you?
I'm going to go tomorrow. You want to come?
I don't. Yeah, I don't.
You, of all people? I mean, you go to every game there is.
Yeah, I'm not making that drive to San Diego for those two games. Because I think we're going to win it in four.
So you think the Dodgers are going to win the next two games?
Yeah, I do. I do believe we're going to win the next two games.
Yeah.
And then the Padres. By the way, very
this
successful
season for
the Padres.
This is the most polite trash talking I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, not really so much trash talking.
Yeah, trash talking. I mean, I love the Padres. I love the Pod Squad.
You love the Padres, too.
The Pod Squad.
Oh, I thought he was all Dodgers.
Slam Diego love.
No. Very polite trash talking. I like it.
Yeah.
We're going to win the next two.
Yeah, we're going to win the next two.
No response, Cappy.
Well, I don't think Mace really believes it, you know?
Believes what?
There we go.
I don't think that
sell
you
the
believe,
fight, guys.
I think this thing's going to five games. I think this thing's coming back to Dodger Stadium on Sunday.
There you go.
Yeah, I think we'll wrap
I'm
it up.
I'm with you, Cap.
I think we'll wrap it up quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen,
we'll dispose
Mace,
of the Padres quickly.
Mace represents why everybody in San Diego gets so frustrated because there's just no respect, which, by the way, haven't earned any. Earned any respect. But this is the Padres' chance. And you know what's funny is how Dodger fans have traditionally taken over Petco Park.
Yes.
And the Padre organization is trying to do what the Rams did last year, which is try and keep the 49er fans out. So the Padres organizationally are trying to keep the Dodger fans out. And by all accounts, downtown San Diego right now, the southern part of LA, you know, is just buzzing. And, like, there's just thousands of people all over the streets.
Dodger fans? A lot of Dodger fans?
according to the reports, not nearly the amount of Dodger fans that you might normally see.
So the takeover is not going to happen?
I'm going to doubt it.
Because everybody went to Vivid Seats and StubHub and SeatGeek and Harris Rosner at VIP. All got their tickets. You can't eliminate area codes on the secondary market. Right. And I would think that's the way most people are doing it. Like, when was the last time you bought a ticket directly from a team?
I always go secondary market.
Do you buy, there are tickets available for tomorrow?
Well, I mean, if you have somebody that you can call and say, hey,
oh,
King.
I see. Peter
Seidler. Hey, King.
Peter Seidberg.
Peter Seidler.
No, Hey, wow. King worked. Hey, King worked brilliantly.
Wow. Hey, King did work.
So it's disrespectful that Mason's not going.
No, it's just that that Ireland keeps cautioning Mason. You know, you keep, you know, doing that, hey, these little pesky nobody.
Hubris comes
pesky.
Before the fall,
the
Cap.
Pod squad. I love the pod squad. You know, Juan is technically a Padres fan.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is.
San Diego? He's from San Diego.
His folks live in San Diego.
Okay, so
yeah,
he's connected.
So he connected.
Okay,
but
nice.
He's not like hardcore.
Do you have any respect for the Padres?
Oh, yeah, no. I think A.J. Preller is one of the most innovative general managers in the game. I thought they had an unbelievable trade deadline, acquiring Josh Bell and Juan Soto and Josh Hader and Brandon Drury from the Reds. I mean, I thought
he reinvented
the roster in a real way. So, no, I have great – and Peter Seidler has done a great job as the owner. They've had great stability. I think the Padres – you know, next we beat them by 22 games this year. I think maybe it'll only be 12 games next year.
Very subtle.
Maybe you'll pick
very
up 10
subtle.
Games.
That's good.
You sucked me in with that.
Yeah.
I was pretty there was a lot of complimentary
there was nice.
Stuff
I was
in
almost
there.
Buying it. Yeah. I like it.
Cappy. Cappy.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Nice.
We'll be there tomorrow.
I will.
And Mace, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
If you change your mind.
You got a seat for me?
I could have one
hey,
for
King.
You. Hey, King me.
Hey, King.
Hey, King.
And I might have one for you.
Yeah. That would be fun to go down. Actually, I got the Rams game on Sunday, the must-win Rams game on Sunday.
Yeah. It's we talked about that with J.B. Long. He says, I say must-win. He says can't lose. It's kind of the same thing.
By the
right?
way, Ireland,
yeah, I
am,
argue
I,
that is.
Am I not kind of right when I say it's must-win since all
no,
the football
you're,
guys
you're
are
the
saying,
opposite of right.
DeMarco just said must-win. J.B. Long said can't
the
lose.
The definition of must win is that if you lose, your season is over.
I think you have to win this. I think you have to have momentum going into the bye before you play San Fran.
This may be the only game all year for the rest of the year that the Rams are favored.
Fair enough.
We're 11-point or 10-point favorites. I think it's come down
you
a
need
bit.
Positive momentum going into the bye because, like you said, this offensive line isn't getting any better right now. And everybody's
they
defensive
won't
line
be
looks
favored
great.
When Arizona comes here, they beat them in Arizona.
It depends on you know.
It depends what it looks like
depends
by that
on what
time.
Arizona
are
looks
we
like
are
then.
We 2-5 or are we 2-6?
Yeah, but they might be 2.
Yes, I think Arizona's going to. I think Seattle's going to beat Arizona this week. Here's what I love about this.
You're believing
scenario.
In Geno, huh? Yeah.
Here's what I love about this scenario. So we're going to win on Sunday. I believe we're going to beat Carolina some way somehow. Then you get the bye week, and you're 3-3.
You can heal up.
You immediately get a chance to take over first place in the NFC West with a game against San Francisco the following week. You could concede. I mean, if the Rams get to 4-3, win the next two, I think they wind up in the playoffs. If they lose the next two, I think they're cooked.
I'm with you. To get there, you got to win on Sunday. That's why. I know no one likes to say must win, but you got to beat Carolina. You got to go into the bye week feeling good about yourself.
And for San Francisco, you know, this weekend they're at Atlanta, but then the following week they're playing against Kansas City, which that's a total toss-up of a game. I got to go with Kansas City's higher-powered offense versus the Niners, and then they play the Rams. So, I mean, it's not over if the Rams don't win, but if you can't beat this team at home given the turmoil around their organization
yep. –
the worst team
you're
in the
not going to make the playoff. If you're not a team that can win this game, you're not going to make the playoff.
Does anyone know the starter for Carolina?
P.J. Walker.
School.
Yeah.
What school?
What school
he went
did
to,
P.J. Walker?
Wake
State.
Forest.
Temple.
Temple.
You see?
Oh, really?
Yeah. He
we're
was
close.
Matt Rule's quarterback in college.
Oh.
That's how he got there. So they were
and
getting,
now Matt Rule's gone. And
they were getting ready to cut the guy, just like the Rams O-line. Some of these guys were getting ready to be cut. You have injuries. You have to keep them. This guy was getting ready to hit the open market or hit the street. Until you lost two quarterbacks there in Carolina. Lo and behold, he's your starter now.
So we were talking about this a little bit earlier. Let's do something weird. Oh, we only got a minute left.
Come on, do something weird in a minute.
Okay.
Mace, I got to go catch this bus, so I'll let you do that without it. Boys, have a good weekend. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay,
have
see
a
you
good
next
call
week, man.
Tonight, John.
There's John Ireland taking off. He's in Sacramento getting ready for the game. So do you guys believe in, it's that time of year, ghosts?
No.
I heard Laura from the next room yell, yes.
No, I don't believe in ghosts. No.
Cappy?
Kinda.
Okay, Laura, go ahead.
I'm Mexican, bro. It just comes with the culture.
So ghosts.
Ghosts, all the voodoo, all that stuff.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do the voodoo that you
no,
do
No, I do
you
not do voodoo, that, but I'm just saying it's a, like Sedano says, a healthy respect for all that, you know,
right,
stuff.
Right,
like paranormal stuff.
And Cappy, you sort of believe.
Yeah. I heard you talking earlier today about Ouija boards. Ouija boards freak me out.
Oh, I bought one and then I decided I'm not going to use that.
Yeah.
Don't do it, Mace.
You're inviting
yes,
weird stuff.
Yes, don't
into
do
your
it. Do not
world.
Do that. Nope.
Hey, Lindsay, are you there?
Yep.
How do you feel about ghosts?
I believe in ghosts.
Do you? Have you ever had an experience, a paranormal activity experience?
I think I did.
Describe it.
Well, it was like a year or two after my grandpa died, and I was in the basement doing laundry, and the faucet turned on by itself. Whew. And I was like, that was my grandpa. Because I forget why. I was washing like a sweatshirt he gave me or something. And I was like, that was my grandpa.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I guess that stuff happens. I always say that when my lights like went into a flicker mode one night. And then I got a phone call from my grandmother saying my grandpa had died.
Oh, yeah. I have my old house where we used to live. We used to have literally we would wake up to dishes on the floor. Like cabinets open. It was crazy.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. Immediately.
We did.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to wrap this sucker up because I got to get home and watch the Dodgers game. Dodgers versus the Padres tonight. We got Lakers basketball coming up for you tonight. John will have the call along with Michael Thompson. Lakers at Sacramento, final preseason game. Next week is going to be a monster of a week. We hope we will be getting ready for the NLCS. Against either the Phillies or the Braves. Right now, it looks like the Phillies have an advantage. Could be Philly at Dodger Stadium on Tuesday. Lakers open Tuesday night. Home opener on Tuesday. I mean, next week is just on Thursday. It is just going to be a massive week. So make sure you're here next week, Monday, 1 o'clock. We'll break everything down. Coming up next for you is the Sedano and Cappy Show today with DeMarco Farr in for Sedano. Supercross Talk brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Have a great weekend. Go Dodgers, go Rams, go Trojans. 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Bing, ba-dum, bing. Ding, da-da-doo. Yeah, come on. Bing, ba-dum, bing. Ding, ba-dum, bing. Ding, ba-dum, bing. DeMarco, what's up?
Man, I'm hanging. How about you, man?
I'm doing great, man.
You
really
worked with Stephen A?
Yeah, so this is actually really a funny story. So Chris, the very first radio show where Chris was on the board, we were all working for Fox Sports Radio way back in the day.
What year?
I got to say this is about 2002-ish.
We met Stephen A. at the exact same time. I was doing the Best Damn.
Oh, right.
He would come on as a guest.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's awesome. Wow.
Yeah, so Stephen A. used to come out here, and we would get together on Saturday mornings, And I want to say that day he was in Philadelphia. I think I was in San Diego, and Chris was in L.A. on the board. And that was his very, very, very first sports talk radio show experience, is getting caught in the middle of me and Stephen A. Smith.
No way. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
How about that?
I bet that was explosive radio.
You know, it was...
because he was combustible.
Well, I mean, it was one of those things where we just got deep into all kinds of stuff that most people really didn't want to touch.
Yeah.
You know? But... we just did it, man. We had a great time.
Absolutely.
We had a really fun show.
Stephen, I love every time I see Stephen. Yeah, give him a big hug. That's my dude.
You know, those days of Best Damn Sports Show, I think back to those days, and I can see you, like a Michael Strahan, a Boomer Esiason, my longtime radio partner, Billy Ray Smith.
Oh, yeah.
A good friend of mine, Chris Rose. Who am I missing from that whole crew?
Did you say Tom Arnold?
I did not say Tom Arnold.
The guy, absolutely. The star of the show. Yeah. John Sally, Reggie Theus.
Right.
John Kruk, my homeboy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That was some of the most fun I've ever had doing this job, like the media side. When they brought David Wells in to sit with us through a Boomer. World Series.
Yeah.
Being in between him and John Kruk was like hilarious. Nonstop laughter. I've never seen two guys come up with more jokes about anything in my entire life.
I'll tell you, man, that show was so far ahead of its time, too, right? I mean, you think about what that show was then and all the personality-driven, you know, TV debate kind of shows. Now, that show was lighthearted. It was fun. That was a great show. I loved that show.
See, that's us. That's why I like hanging out with you. See?
Yeah,
sports is fun.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here today.
Yes, sir.
Dude, are you ready to, like, geek out on some football or... are you into the Dodgers and the Padres and the NLDS? Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm a football geek, man. Football is what my primary sport is, and I will put football ahead of everything. Last night I was watching Central Florida take on Temple. I'm a football junkie. But, DeMarco, I have moved on right now. Baseball is primary, front and center. I'm watching Philadelphia beat Atlanta right now, 6-1 in the bottom of the seventh. How about you?
Well, you know, it's football season, so I'm stuck there. And my primary focus is obviously the Rams right now. But, I mean, you can't ignore what's going on. Of course I'm watching baseball. I'm a fan. You know, football is fun, but it's a job. But, of course, I'm watching the Dodgers. I'm actually kind of, I told you, I'm still trying to figure out, am I joining the Dodger Blue, the faithful?
Do it.
See?
Do it.
I'm not new to town, but I grew up an A's fan. I grew up north, so I'm trying.
You want to be with champions or you want to be with chumps?
See, now I know a lot of people that jumped on the Warriors bandwagon late. You, like, where you been? I've been here since Joe Barry Carroll. You know, you come in with Steph, so.
Yeah, but you're new to, like you said, you're not from L.A.
Right.
So it's like Serrano. He's a big Yankee guy, but, you know, he's like, I've adopted the dog.
I can respect from afar, right? Yeah. I don't really have to join just yet.
I mean, if you want to join, it's all good.
But it's cool. I mean, we talk about him so much. Of course, you start to like these guys. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm watching the Dodgers. Absolutely.
Yeah, this whole issue really upsets a lot of people, and I'm kind of caught in the middle. Because I spent 20-plus years in San Diego, and I was around the Padres organization for a really long time. In the last 2 years, I've been watching Dodger games practically every night. Dave Roberts is one of my favorite people. And I wish I had this, like, angry hatred for the Dodgers. Like, people in San Diego, they hate the Dodgers because they look at the Dodgers and they're like, that's who you got to get by. And I don't have that anger and that hatred for the Dodgers, you know? So it kind of upsets people in San Diego that I don't have a healthy hatred for the Dodgers. And in L.A., people are like, well, you need to come to our side. And I'm not coming to anybody's side. I'm doing my own thing, all right? I'll be over here right in the middle if I'm needed.
Cap, that's what's going on right now in the studio. Laura keeps, like, shooting these hot ones at me. See? Dodger fans need to be more welcoming.
I think you
want to close the ranks anyway.
What I said in your ear was they hate what they can't
see?
Be.
Right there.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, like, why would I want to join that? See?
I don't think, listen, I don't disagree. I think you're right, Laura. I do agree. I think the reason that Padre fans are so, they've got such a chip on their shoulder about the Dodgers is because that's what they want to be. Do you know that Steve Garvey, one of the all-time great Dodgers in the history of the organization.
Met him and froze. I did. I met Steve Garvey and I froze.
Really?
Like one of the few times in my life where I froze when I met a guy. Yeah.
Because you were that starstruck?
It's Steve Garvey, man. Yeah. Like you were like, you know, My hero. One of my heroes growing up. Yeah.
Do you know that his number is retired by the San Diego Padre organization?
So that's respect.
Yeah, not they're not respecting him for what he did with the Dodgers. He had like one short period of time where he played for the Padres, and he hit a big home run, and they won a big series. And for that short period of time,
oh, that's
his
cheap.
Number, it's yeah, totally cheap.
That's kind of cheap, yeah.
And if you say to Steve, you're like, hey, Garv, I mean, the Padres retired your number, man. It's ridiculous. Are you a Dodger? He's like, of course I'm a Dodger. I'm Dodger blue all the way, man. It's so stupid. So
well, here's something I don't know. Who are your, like, who's the greatest Padre of all time? That I think I do know. I tried to throw him out of the locker room.
That's right. Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn. Okay, besides Tony Gwynn.
Wait, tell us that story.
No, I don't want to see. I don't want to tell that story. I don't want to tell that story again.
Come on, tell
me. I feel like an idiot.
No, come on.
Look, I was young. I was stupid. I was a rookie. And we were going in to play the San Diego Chargers. And
you're with the Rams at this point.
I got off the bus first, and you could see the smoke coming out of my nose. Think about it. I'm trying to make the league, or I'm happy to be here type, that youthful exuberance. Walk into the locker room. There's this dude with his back to me. And you know Tony Gwynn, right? Yeah, I mean, how would you say he's shaped?
Yeah, kind of like, you know, maybe it looks like he could play D-line.
Part of his appeal, right? You know, that's part of his appeal. So he had his back to me. So I thought he was just like a maintenance guy. So I told him, hey, you need to get the blank up off my bench. I got to get dressed. And he turned around, extended his hand and said, hi, I'm Tony Gwynn. And everyone else, the vets walked in and looked at me like I was stupid. So, okay, I tried to throw Tony Gwynn out of his own locker room. But
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Besides Tony Gwynn, who is King Padre?
I'd have to say Trevor Hoffman.
Trevor Hoffman. Okay. Where does that rank? Where does Trevor Hoffman rank?
Well, they've got an award named after him for the best closer in the National League.
I mean, as far, do you think like 9-year-olds know his name?
Maybe if they were Padre fans.
Could you pick him out of a lineup?
Yes.
Could the average Dodger fan pick him out of a lineup?
Probably.
Okay, Laura's shaking her head.
No
chance.
Do it, Laura?
There's no chance.
No chance.
Nobody knows who Trevor Hoffman is.
Okay. So. Really? I'm trying not to be rude. I'm just asking a question.
She said that. So
okay.
Nobody
don't
knows
come
who
at
he
me.
Is. Nobody
okay.
knows. Nobody knows who a guy is who they have the National League reliever. They've got the Mariano Rivera Award.
I know
and
what
Trevor
he looks
Hoffman
like.
Award, and nobody knows who he is.
I know what
I'm
Rivera
saying,
looks like.
Aside from Padre fans, I feel like Trevor Hoffman is nowhere near Mariano Rivera, as
exactly.
far as like,
well, I don't think like, he has the fame.
Just a preach.
Yeah, did not play for the Yankees. Doesn't have the fame, so they don't have it.
Okay,
Marco, they don't have
no disrespect.
No,
I'm just saying.
Well,
so
that's why a guy like you know Steve Garvey's numbers retired. They're like, we don't have anybody, so we better just
okay.
retire Garv.
Makes sense. Well, doesn't Garvey have something to say about that, or do you say no? Can you say no?
I mean, I suppose
we want to
you
retire
could.
Your jersey, Mr. Garvey. Can you really say no without being a jerk?
I think he probably should have done that.
You can't do that.
Probably would have. She probably should have been like, hey, don't retire it. Let anybody who wants to wear it wear it. It's fine. It was like a one little brief moment in time. Come
what was
on,
one
guys.
Of your temp jobs? Like you were only there for like 6 months.
Ooh.
I have a good one.
You do?
You do?
Where?
What do you got?
FEMA.
You worked for FEMA?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what?
I had government clearance for 6-7 months.
Really?
No
I mean,
way.
Like, yeah. Top clearance? Like, you know.
I knew she was a fed.
Wait, what did you do for FEMA?
I worked with them when Maria and Irma hit because they needed Spanish-speaking people to help people in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cool.
So if they wanted to put you in their Hall of Fame, you would let them?
Hell
you were only there for 6 months.
No, thank you.
You would say no?
Mm-mm.
I
okay.
think for me, when I worked at Taco Viva, you know, Taco Viva was a little place in the mall that
the
I worked
Taco
at.
Taco Viva Hall of Fame.
That's right.
There you
I
go.
Worked there for like 6 months. If they want to retire my spatula.
You would let them.
Cap could rock that. I can see you rocking that.
Yeah.
You would make that a whole day.
Oh, dude, Taco Viva was a great place to work, especially like when somebody would come order something and you were ready for something to eat. You would screw up their order on purpose and then you put it off to the side and go, I'll eat this a little bit later. But I'll make you what you want. Yeah. That's
I can see
there.
It now.
Yeah.
They're putting up your picture. They're retiring your jersey.
You ever have a temp job where like Steve Garvey where you're gonna get your number retired or something?
Let's see. I work for a construction company. That was a college job. I got fired from that one though. Yeah. I didn't know it was really gonna be work. Hmm. I really didn't. Yeah, I was working doing construction. They had me straightening out what do you call those things? Those spikes. Those long metal, like iron spikes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know what they're called, but I don't know what you're talking
that
about.
That was my job. I had to straighten those things back out. And I didn't know they really wanted me to actually do it. I thought it was just like the college job. You know,
you
show
were in
up. Like a no-show job, right?
Yeah.
You know? No, they really wanted me to like to bang these things out with
like
a mallet.
Like work study thing?
Like hard work.
Oh. No, it was like when you're a superstar player at the University of Washington, you just show up and they pay you.
That's
they don't
what I thought.
Want you to touch stuff.
That's what they told me. But yeah. They actually really made me work for a minute. So I lasted like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lindsay, any temporary job where you should be
Aberthaw Construction. That's the name. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I mean, like the shortest job I had was when I worked at Sirius for this guy who was like a Howard Stern wannabe, but like.
Who's that?
I don't want to say his name, but like it was the worst job I think I've had in this business. Not gonna lie,
that was smart, Lindsay. I was like, don't do it, girl. Don't let him bump you in there.
Is he still on the radio?
No,
it's not Cap,
anymore.
Is it?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
No, he wasn't. It wasn't
some other
sports.
Howard Stern wannabe.
Oh,
yeah, it wasn't sports.
Howard wants to be you. Come on now.
Yeah. I was like,
he can't pull off Taco
different.
Viva.
Hey, King. He wants that Hey King shirt.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. What
Hell
is
yeah.
this with the Hey King? What happened there?
All right, hold on.
I heard Sedano was like after you. The Mafia's after. What's going on here?
It's gotten completely ridiculous. And
has it?
Laura has this sound effect she makes, and it sounds like she's doing something.
Is that a rat?
Private, and
yes,
the
rat.
Yeah, she's like calling. You a rat.
Look,
what did you do?
Stuff that's over there. Look at right next to you.
Profiteer, the rat. What is going on in here?
All right, I'll fill you in 1 second. Before I do, we're going to bring you into family drama next. We're going to get to the Rams. We're definitely getting back to the Dodgers. We got a whole bunch of Lakers stuff to get to. DeMarco is in for Sedano. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yeah.
If you heard it, Cap, if you heard it coming out of the dorm room or in my car, don't knock.
Oh, really?
Oh, come on now.
Means you were busy.
Bump that. Come on now. LL knew, he knew exactly what he was doing with the song. See?
He just knew what he'd do with himself. Okay, hey.
Yes, sir.
All
bro,
right.
What the heck? Profiteer?
I know. DeMarco's in for Sedano.
The rat?
I know. It's unbelievable. I know. It's truly unbelievable.
What happened? Please explain this to me.
Well, why don't I have Lindsay explain it to you, and then I'll tell you the truth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was Cappy was out last Friday, and we noticed he was like texting. You know, we have a group chat, and he said, I got something for you guys. And he posted this picture of him wearing the shirt that says, Hey King, which is a saying that was made famous on our show because whenever his daughter wants something, like she'll be like, Hey King, and then ask him for something. So we kind of like made it into like a segment and it's like a bit. On
Your
our
daughter
show, like,
says, Hey King to you when she wants something?
Just a little point of information here, just so you really get to capture the moment. My daughter goes to school in New Orleans and she calls me up and she said, and this is a story I tell everybody. I'm like, she calls me up and she goes, Hey King. Can you get me tickets for the Saints game this Sunday? Now, this is the opening week, DeMarco.
Wow.
And I say, who are they playing? And she said, well, I don't even know who they're playing. So I go and I look it up. And DeMarco, the Saints are playing the Buccaneers.
Oh, my gosh. Tom Brady.
So I say to my daughter, I go, do you realize that it's the Saints and the Buccaneers? It's Tom Brady. It's going to be a very, very hard ticket to get.
But you work at ESPN, Dad.
That's exactly what she said. But, Dad, you work at ESPN. And then she said this. She goes, I have total faith in you, King.
Wow.
So the whole Hey King story originated with me telling everybody about my daughter. And, of course, I went and worked hard to get her these tickets.
You got her the tickets?
Yeah, because now what Sedano said is Sedano would just go buy the tickets. Me, I call in favors.
Yeah.
You know? So I call somebody, they do me a favor, now I owe them a favor.
You want good seats, great seats.
Right.
Yeah.
So she says, Hey King, to me,
And now, hey, King means you're calling in a favor, essentially.
Okay, okay.
Keep,
code
keep
word.
Going, Linz. Keep going, Linz.
Okay, so sounds anytime, good so far. Yeah.
Yeah, anytime someone wants something, we joke on the show, like, hey, King.
Oh.
And we made it into, like, a segment where we were having, like, callers or listeners, like, tweet at us and say, like random things
oh, cool.
that they wanted.
Nice.
And then, so then Cappy, last week when he was gone, he was in Boise. He's like, oh, I got something cool for you guys. And he posts this picture on Twitter, and he's wearing the shirt that says hashtag Hey King.
Nice. But, I see you, Cap. Yeah.
And then he puts it for sale on his website, his Kaplan and Crew website. And we go to look at it.
15% off.
15% off.
Well, it just so happens that the third party that we use, they were having a 15% off sale that day. Yes.
Okay.
I have no control of that.
The cat, it says Hey King, and that has the Kaplan and Crew logo on it.
Boom, darty. Like, right back.
Wait, where's the issue?
We're like, well, that's like our bit from our show. Why are you selling the t-shirt with the Kaplan and Crew logo
now,
on it?
Okay, now, DeMarco, I'm so glad you're here and you're a neutral party to this whole argument. And it's great that this is happening here at the end of the week. Laura keeps making this sound effect. She thinks it's a rat. I think it sounds like something else that's a little more disgusting.
What?
It should be in private.
Oh, no. Okay. Don't say that, Cap.
Man.
Okay.
Now I can't even do it.
All right. Oh, good. I've gotten you to stop that.
Wow.
No.
It worked.
Okay. So DeMarco, here's my point of view. Okay?
Yeah?
So the bit did not originate on 710, and it did not originate on Sedano and Cap. It originated on my podcast called Kaplan and Crew. That's where the actual bit originated
from. You were talking about your daughter calling you King with Cap and Crew.
Correct.
And it started there.
And then I brought the same content to this show, different audience, and different people to respond.
You brought the IP to this show.
Correct. Now, what everybody seems to be really upset about is they feel like I'm recycling bits.
Oh.
And how dare I talk about this on my podcast and then actually talk about it on our live
show. We're not really mad
show.
That people are stealing in radio, right?
It's not that so much as it is like it kind of like blew up on our show
that's not valid.
But that's what they say.
Okay.
Now none of them listen to my
isn't
podcast.
That quantifiable though?
Yeah. None of them.
There's nobody. Okay, we looked at all the people in the Twitter. He doesn't even have a Twitter community for the Kaplan and Friend
no,
show.
I didn't put together a Kaplan and Crew community because that's a Sedano and Cap thing.
Right. And time out. Also, Cappy, you yourself, when this was a thing, right, the Trial of the Century Part 2, Lindsay, correct me if I'm wrong, you're like, oh, so Kaplan and Crew is like the minor leagues. We are the major leagues, and you agreed.
Oh, yes. Wow!
He said it's fine. Like a that's comedian.
That's not right.
Well, he said he's like a comedian who like you know tries out like works out bits and stuff in like the smaller stages, and then uses the ones that work out on the big stage for like the Netflix tapings and stuff.
You said that, Cap?
I did. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
I'm not. I have no problem admitting that.
Okay.
No, it's not a bad thing. What we're just saying is that. Even Morales also said, if that would have worked out great like it did here, you guys, it would have been a bigger thing on your socials
and
stuff like that, and it wasn't.
Let me ask you a question. Have you tuned in yet? I mean, now that you know about... Okay. So then you still don't know how important Hey King is to my podcast.
Well, then that makes it even worse. If you're using it as much as you use it on our show, which is like every day we bring it up.
I see your problem, Cap.
Then I feel like that's kind of weird.
You know what your problem is?
Tell me.
You didn't give him a taste.
Well, but DeMarco...
You didn't leave him an envelope.
I know, but to that point...
Especially Laura. Well, Laura would have been on your side.
No.
If she would have got a cut,
right.
Come on.
No.
This whole argument is different.
Because I'm the brown one, really? Like, okay, thanks, DeMarco.
But DeMarco, you're going to love this.
He's only sold four shirts.
Yeah, he's only sold four shirts.
Right.
We don't even care about the money.
Right.
If you would have cut him in, they would have helped. But go ahead.
But DeMarco, I don't have the right to put Sedano and Cap or 710 on a t-shirt. Because I don't own it. ESPN owns it.
Right.
But down in my podcast, I own all that. I can do whatever I want with it, including using my own logo.
You're right.
And again, if put it this way. If I would have put on a t-shirt, DeMarco, Hella Sus, which is Laura's bit, if I would have put Hella Sus on a t-shirt and put my logo
or
for my
adjacent,
podcast,
I'll be mad.
That would have been, I would understand everybody's anger. But the fact is, Hey King was my story. Hey King originated on my podcast, and Hey King is something that I can put on shirts with my podcast name. I can't put the 710 stuff
on. I would
on.
Just say, Cap, you need to go back and watch Ocean's 11.
Okay, tell me.
Just go back and watch, you know, Danny Ocean and how he tips and, you know.
Here's the thing, though,
you got to buy people off, man.
Here's the thing, Cappy. Yep. Honestly, and this is what we told him, DeMarco. He could put the saying on a shirt, we're not tripping. Like, that was not the point. The point is, like, why we were like, you could have sold the shirt without the other logo. You know, because the way he made it seem, and again, correct me if
who
I'm wrong.
Who introduced Rat?
Morales.
Oh, that was Morales.
Oh, okay.
All Morales.
Okay,
all
okay.
All Morales.
That gets a pass then. Okay.
All Morales. Right.
Professional fire starter.
Yeah. Right. The thing was, he made it seem like everything originated here and it was an original
thing
here.
How did I do
here.
That? How did I make it seem
we
that
already
way?
Talked.
No,
we're
no,
not.
No,
like,
no, no, no. But how did I
we,
make
we
it
don't,
seem
we
that
can
way?
Move on. We can
yeah,
move on.
Yeah, like we already
this.
Did this on Tuesday. Like we did the whole, like this whole situation we did on Tuesday.
No, there was at the end of the day, DeMarco, nobody's mad at anybody.
Okay.
Actually, I totally disagree.
Well,
these
signs are still up in here, Lindsay.
Right.
Oh, that's Morales, though. That has nothing to do with us.
Well, you guys could stop him.
You want me to stop Morales? Oh, hell nah.
I'm
not doing that.
Hell nah.
But the lesson is, you got to get the envelopes out there, Cap. Come on now.
Hey, DeMarco, here's what I'm going to do. You
go
know
ahead.
What I'm going to do?
Yep.
I sold 4 Hey King t-shirts. On each t-shirt, I make about $5 per shirt because I actually don't make the shirts. It's a third-party website that makes them. And certain days, they have discounts, 15% off one day, 20%, or then there's full price. So I think I made a grand total of about $20 on the 2 t-shirts. Now, the money actually goes to my 2 partners on the podcast.
Ah.
I just divide the money for them. It's like an extra bonus for those guys. What I'll do is I'll take the $20 and I'll bring it up to 710 and I'll put it into some sort of a kitty and we'll see what we can buy for $20. How about that?
No way.
Okay.
See, that's cool.
You want to know the worst part?
I was going to ask you for a shirt and see if I can get Aaron to wear it and put it on Twitter and make it blow up so I can really mess this whole thing up.
Please
that
don't.
Would be awesome.
But
hey, we would all have one and we would all wear one
if it didn't have the logo.
Why would you not represent my podcast?
Also,
why would
wait,
you not give me some love?
So we can move on because, you know, stuff. But
right.
the worst thing that happened in all of this is Cappy lost his tequila mandala bottle.
I heard about that.
They penalized me. As a group, they penalized me by stealing,
no
by
one
the
stole.
Way.
No one stole.
Steal.
No.
Taxed.
Took my tequila mandala.
It's called tax.
It's tax.
You were taxed.
Mm-hmm.
That's some heavy tax.
It is.
Dang, that's heavy
it's
tax.
It's such a good bottle.
Wow.
We're never going to see eye to eye.
I thought you had your button, man.
Gosh, I mean, how about some support and some love, man? The grind never ends.
Trust me, I know this. I don't sleep, Cap. You know this. Between both
go
jobs,
get him,
I don't
Cap.
Sleep.
My man.
Well,
I like it.
There's the answer. And I'm going to buy you I'm buying you a Hey King shirt. What do you like? You like XL,
triple
double X.
X, triple X? Give me a triple X. You got long sleeves? Throw that my way.
I may get you a Hey King hoodie.
I like it. But nice. I'm with you, though. See, your daughters have those code words. My daughter doesn't say Hey King. It's just how she speaks when she says Dad. I know what she wants. Yeah, you
she
want
wants
something.
To get to the Buccaneers.
Exactly.
The yeah.
Yep, you want something.
Dad.
All right, let's get to this. We still got a lot we want to get to. We got a really abbreviated broadcast today because we got the Lakers preseason game coming up. Alan Sliwa is going to stop by. DeMarco. We're going to talk to Slee. Should we all be concerned about AD missing preseason games because of a sore back, or are we making too much of it? Slee, stopping by next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Because I'm going to call a couple of hard pipe-hitting brothers to go to work on the homes here with a pair of pliers and a blowtorch.
That's what Dodger fans sound like to me. See what I mean right there? You lost all your L.A. privileges.
Oh, dude, I'm glad you know all the lines.
Big time. Come on, man.
It's one of my favorite scenes.
I think I'm related to Marcellus Wallace.
Marcellus Wallace. Love Marcellus Wallace.
I know Tony Rockihara, too. Yeah.
Love that. I love that movie.
Absolutely.
So DeMarco is in today for Sedano. And Lakers finishing up the preseason and getting ready to tip things off against Golden State Tuesday of next week. Then they got the Clippers, and it's going to be an exciting start to the season. And our man Alan Sliwa, the Slee, is standing by to talk a little Laker basketball. Slee, good afternoon. How are you? At least I thought Slee was standing by. Maybe
Big
he's not
Slee.
Standing by.
Where's my man?
Slee, can you hear us?
He's a Padres fan, isn't he?
Well, Slee's a lifelong San Diego guy.
Yeah, you know? Okay. I just saw a picture of him on Twitter.
I mean, by the way, so much of the L.A. media started in San Diego and moved its way up to L.A.
No way.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, just look at all these guys. I mean, going back, I mean, the newspaper guys from T.J. Simers was in San Diego.
T.J. Simers was down there in San Diego?
Bill Plaschke was San Diego.
Wait.
Sam Farmer was San Diego.
Sam Farmer. Was T.J. Simers nice in San Diego?
I don't know. Because I only knew him in L.A., and then he stopped talking to me because he beat me in a bet, and then I don't know. He
that was my first real sports writer.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, before that, it was like college, you know? Yeah. It was different. I mean, he was my first real sports writer that asked me, like, real questions.
Yeah, so many guys started in San Diego and then worked their way up to L.A.
Didn't know that.
Slee is from San Diego. Now he's worked his way up to L.A. Mason in Ireland started in San Diego. They're in L.A. I mean, dude, it just the list goes on and on and on.
Wow.
You know? So, all right, hold on. Slee's getting ready to join us. DeMarco's in the studio.
How old is Anthony Davis is 29 years old, right?
Sounds about right.
Under 30. That's the right side of 30 for a young guy. And I'm looking at games played, and the guy's missed a lot of basketball. Because your question, right? Missing preseason, is it a big deal? Kind of for me.
Well, hold on. Let me just ask you something. You know, in the preseason of the NFL this year, I can remember us having this conversation about Matthew Stafford's elbow. And some people were like, give me a break, Stafford's elbow. I can't believe we're even having this conversation. It's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Okay, and I would say all these weeks later, I'm not saying that Matthew Stafford's elbow is the reason that the Rams are where they are, but he's getting hit an awful lot, and he doesn't quite look like he did a year ago.
Well, yeah, Stafford getting hit has nothing to do with his elbow. It has to do with the elbows in front of him, not keeping guys off him. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that we're looking at Anthony Davis, and since everybody just expects him to get hurt all the time and people call him street clothes Anthony Davis, that having him out of these games – is it really because he's got a sore back? I mean, could he not play? Or is it just like, hey, let's not – we want this guy to be healthy during the regular season. We don't need him playing tonight.
So I guess we're – just tell me if I'm off. And this is no disrespect. This is just me and you talking at the barbershop. I'm always going to have to treat Anthony Davis. And I like Anthony Davis. I like the fact that he's with LeBron. I think this is a good pairing. But you always have to treat him as a hothouse flower, like delicate, right? He's always a guy you have to worry about injury. Correct?
I think so.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, so I would like it if Anthony Davis was healthy enough to just play. If they want to rest him on a certain preseason game, then so be it. But not for fear of injury, that the guy could hurt himself. That stuff drives me nuts. And I think that fear of injury is always there with Anthony Davis.
Is Slee in the house, guys?
You guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
We got you, Slee. Now we got you. What do you think? Right. Slee, you're jumping right into this, and we don't have as much time because we didn't get you on right away. But, Slee, is Anthony Davis not playing tonight because he's really got a back soreness issue, or is he not playing because they don't really want to put any tread on the tires?
I think it's more to do. I really do think if they needed him, he'd be playing, but it's game six of the preseason. But that doesn't mean it can't be a little bit of both, right? It doesn't mean it can't. It's tough to give him the benefit of the doubt. It's played 76 games in the last 2 years. Anything associated with Anthony Davis and not playing or something sore or something along those lines, you're going to start throwing that question in your head. All right, is he okay? Is he not? I mean, they have 5.5 months off before training camp started or before at least preseason started. I think he's fine. I don't think there's any indication that he's not, but I think naturally every Laker fan starts getting concerned anytime they hear Anthony Davis missing anything, including a preseason game up in Sacramento.
All right. Slee in the house talking about the Lakers. He's there in Sacramento. Alan, what do you think today about this report that Russ will be the sixth man and that he'll kind of run the second team? How do you think that's going to go down?
First, I love it. I mean, I think, and I'm not the only one to say this, I'm sure there's a lot of Laker fans last year that were talking about this too. What do you got to lose? Has Russ done something since he's been a Laker where you're like, oh, no, you got to keep him in that starting lineup? Oh, him, Anthony Davis, and Braun are perfect together. Or do you say to yourself, there's two sides to this, Cap. One side is, how will it actually look? Will he be better off because now he's running the bench unit? He's going up against guys that are the secondary players of another team. He gets to be more of Russ of what he was in Oklahoma or what he was in Houston or some of these other stops that he's had. The second question is he okay with it? And to be honest with you, I don't think that part matters. I really don't.
I'm not trying to. It's the reality.
No, you're right.
If he is okay with it, if he is okay with it, cool. If he's not okay with it, then deal with it. You're getting $47 million. The Lakers are trying to find a way to, you know, make this season work. And if that means you coming off the bench and that's in the best interest of the team, I would, let's put it this way. If it doesn't work and he doesn't like it, tell me what his future is in the NBA moving forward if he's not accepting some type of role on the team that needs him to come off the bench.
I couldn't. But I would say, is he aware of all this? Has this been floated to him? Is this an idea that he has in his head right now that this could possibly be? Or are we just hoping that he's going to be able to accept leading the second team?
DeMarco, isn't kind of fair to say time will tell, right? I mean, last season, Frank Vogel was...
Has anybody asked him directly in like the media scrum
about
coming off the bench? Yeah.
Yeah, I think those questions have come up. I know this year he said, whatever the team needs me to do, I'm going to do.
And
the
reason
why I said, and the reason why I've said, you know, we're going to find out, we are. I mean, if anybody can say before a season starts and when your record is 0-0 and you got a brand new coach, it's very easy for everybody smiling and saying, hey, everything's all right. Now, if they start the series or the season against the Golden State Warriors, coming off the bench, how does he feel?
Oh.
How do you feel about being part of that second unit?
Oh, I'm expecting like, you know, blonde-haired Rodman type behavior if he doesn't like it, that type stuff. But so if Russell is off, who's your starting five? Who's on?
So I will tell you, this will be the sixth game of the preseason. This is it. And if you said, okay, you probably have a good idea now of what the starting lineup is, right? I don't. Nobody does.
Wow.
I mean, every game that Russ has played, he was in the starting lineup. AD's played in three games now. He's played in half of the preseason. He won't go tonight. Patrick Beverley's been in there. Lonnie Walker's been in there. Austin Reeves has been in there. Damian Jones has been there. Wendy and Gabriel's been there. I named probably eight or nine guys aside from LeBron and Anthony Davis that have all been in the starting lineup. So I don't have that answer. I really don't. They may want to go small. They may want to go big. But nothing. There's been no indication in the preseason so far where anyone's walking away and saying, yep, that's the lineup. That's what they're going to use to start games.
All right. Alan Sliwa is with the Lakers in Sacramento, getting ready to finish up the preseason. So, Slee, what do you think about tonight, man? Dodgers, Padres in Petco Park. The place is going to go crazy. Downtown San Diego is already like nuts. Dodger fans want in. Padre fans want to shut him out. What do you say, man?
Well, I asked Laura when I called in, and I said, are you nervous? And she said, no, you guys are going to choke. And I said, thank you, Laura. I appreciate the kind words there. To be completely honest, it's incredibly nerve-wracking. I mean, for a Padre fan to be in the mix with the freaking Los Angeles Dodgers, series is tied one apiece. This is new territory. So what do I think? I think the Padres have to win tonight. And if they don't, it's probably going four. I think anytime the Dodgers, they're so good, they're so dominant. If they get any momentum, I don't think you stop the Dodgers. The only chance I think they have is they have to win tonight. And if they do, then we obviously got a real deal series and it probably comes back to LA to go five. But they have to win tonight. If they don't, if Dodgers win tonight and they have not played a clean game yet in the playoffs, that's going to come at some point. If they win tonight, they probably end up winning at four.
Yep, and they have gotten nothing really out of Mookie Betts so far. So if all of a sudden Mookie comes to life, that could be the big difference. Slee, have a great broadcast tonight with the Lakers, and let's see what happens tonight between the Dodgers and the Padres. Slee, we'll look forward to hearing you tonight.
Sounds good. Thanks, fellas.
Go Dodgers.
Right. Grow a spine. Come on, Pod fans. Good Lord. They pledge their fealty to the Dodgers every time.
You don't get it, dude. There is nobody in San Diego that right now, see how like Laura feels like no problem, Dodgers are going to win.
Right.
There's nobody in San Diego that's like, oh yeah, Padres, definitely. They got this. No, everybody, if you've been a long-suffering Padre fan.
You guys are lucky.
You just can't even believe that they're even here.
You guys are lucky. See what I mean? Dodger fans are lucky to have like the Padres as the rival.
Yeah.
Wow. There's no threat then.
Exactly. Right.
There's no threat there at all. Real or imagined.
Yeah, it's their rivalry, not ours.
Wow.
Exactly right. No, she's right. I mean, she is right.
Wow.
I know. All right, stick around, everybody. We got a lot more we got to get to, and we don't have that much time.